Blog Talk Radio.
UJS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
disgusting. Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
What's going on, everybody? It's Church Reality 171. Let me look at my trusted notes to see what we're even talking about tonight, folks. Oh, yeah, that's right. The brutal history of Christianity. You know, a lot of you haven't heard us go in on Christianity because, you know, we haven't really talked about it in many shows. But if you go back to the early part of the archive, you'll see that we really went on Christianity quite a few times. Many forms of Christianity, the Mormons, the Catholics. I mean, you heard the lady in the intro said she walked in on a Catholic priest molesting a child. You know what I'm saying? So are we going to go on Christianity tonight? You're goddamn right we are, because fuck Christianity. I don't care if you like it or not. If you don't like it, fuck you. I mean, real talk. Hey, there's Pittsburgh Patrick. Patrick, I'm so pissed off with Christianity right now, man. I just got on Facebook this morning. I saw a bunch of Christian posts, you know, scroll down the page, you know, and I'm like, why are these people brainwashed by something that has a history of being so fucking evil? I don't know, man. It's baffling to me, but to each his own. Not all, are all Christians bad? No. There's many good Christians. We know some of them, Elaine. Ron, he's a frequent contributor to the show. Wonderful Christian. We know some wonderful Muslim people. You know, like Saeed, contributor to the show. But there's a lot of Christians that are blind as hell to the fact that this is a brutal fucking religion. This religion was literally founded on just lies, BS, indoctrination, murder, rape, pedophilia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Let me report this to you about the Catholic Church, Patrick. 3,500 Catholic priests from 2004 to 2014. Now, this the Vatican released. I'm sure the numbers are much, much higher than this. But these were actual credible cases of abuse, meaning factual cases of abuse that had been referred to the Vatican. My guess, it's probably 34,000. But they're saying it's only 3,400. But that's 3,400 cases of sexual abuse, you know what I'm saying, in just one section of religion, of Christianity.
Yeah.
That's just one.
That's
not the Mormons. That's not the Baptists, the Pentecostals. Because let me tell you, they're all raping children too. This is just the Catholics. And out of all those priests, how many times do you ever hear of a priest getting arrested? maybe out of all those, maybe a handful of them got arrested.
Yeah, we had one out here that he got arrested, but he was doing it like off the clock, though. You know what I'm saying? Like he was just a pedophile that just also was a preacher. You know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't just doing it through the church. Like he got caught out in public doing it to somebody. Like, you know what I mean? So like that's why he got in a lot of trouble. But there's also a couple of priests out here. Well, not like directly in my neighborhood, but in my area. One of them still is a preacher, and it's well known that he's a pedophile.
Same here. I know. Same thing here.
Yeah. It's everywhere. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like people keep saying, like, oh man, you can't just point at a couple places. And I'm like, no, man, this shit is everywhere. It's systematic, man. It's everywhere. You know what I mean? It's not just a couple churches here and there. Like. Dude,
every city, every town, every church almost. People that go to church, in fact, I'm almost willing to bet you, if you go to church, I'm almost willing to guarantee you that your church at one point in time has had victims of sexual abuse in it. I'm guaranteeing you. Listen to this. Okay, it says, priest who molested 20 boys says he was ordered to pray as punishment. Not pay. Pray. This is another part where the church is fucked up. They believe in forgiveness. Church members knew about the abuse, but they did not tell him to stop, according to Mr. Bouillard. Now, this is, it doesn't say where this is. Maybe it does, and I can't read it right now because there's too much information. But I am saying this. His punishment was just to pray about it. Don't worry about the children. Just pray about it. And they knew this was going on for years. So this is really, really disgusting. I'm very sorry. This must be Elaine. I see the area code. I didn't know if you were going to make it tonight, Elaine. How are you doing? Is this you?
Yeah, it's me. I just got in the house. I just got home last night late. I had to do the 40-day thing for the Catholics.
See, Elaine just got home. Now, we're kind of going in on the Catholics right now. We're going to be going in on other different religious groups here in a minute. What I was just saying was that this guy, he molested about 20 different people, and all the church did. They knew about it the whole time it was going on. It was actually going on for a period of, I think, 10 years. And all they did was ask him to pray. It's just... To me, that's unacceptable. In a situation like that where they knew that this was going on, they allowed it to go on, kind of like the Douglas family, they knew that their son was molesting their daughters, and all they did was get the fucker counseling. They need to be held accountable, too. Every member in that church that knew what was happening needs to be in prison right now in the harshest conditions. Every one of them. And it's disgusting. That's why I said... People that go to church, there is a good high chance that your church has some type of infection in it. Now, are the most people that go to church good people? Yes, obviously. Okay? There's wonderful people that go to church. My grandmother was a wonderful woman that went to church. I'll tell you a story about her. She went to church her whole life. Okay? She was Catholic. She went to church her whole life. And when she was in the hospital dying of leukemia, in the last days of her life, the priest told my grandfather that, where is she? She needs to be in here. And he said, she's sick. And he said, that's not an excuse. They all knew she had leukemia. These people are monsters. These people are disgusting. And they're a lot of these priests, that's why the priests and the nuns, they would beat kids in the Catholic schools. They're trained to be evil fucking monsters. Okay, now we know about the Crusades, which started in 1025. They lasted a few hundred years, where they killed as many Muslims as they could find. And right now it's kind of ironic that our president is going on a Muslim modern-day opposition witch hunt, where he is banning people from coming in the country Now, this is another thing that ties into tonight's subject, because our so-called leader is doing the same type of ethnic cleansing bullshit that Adolf Hitler did. Do I support Israel? Absolutely not. Do I think the Jewish religion is crazy and insane? Absolutely. They're a bunch of fruitcakes and goofballs, too. But, do they deserve to be slaughtered and killed? Absolutely not. And that's exactly what happened under Hitler's reign. He had millions and millions of Jews killed, as we know. But right before he did, what did he do? Before the war broke out, what did he do? He started rounding up certain groups of people, getting rid of them, started banning people from coming into the country. This is scary as shit, guys. This is like Adolf Hitler again.
Yo, Prez, one other thing that's important to mention is as Hitler was doing that, he also banned media outlets that weren't on his side, that reported them. Them and wouldn't allow them to see them. And that's what Trump's doing too. Anybody
born.
Right make stories on him, he does the same shit.
He was born a Jew who grew up hating Jews, and his way of thinking, the Mein Kampf way of thinking, is based on his so called Christian values. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this? I'm trying to bring you all the points of evil of humanity and show you how Christianity and other religions are tied to just about all of them. And, you're right, man. Hitler did that stuff, and Trump is doing it now. And there's not even an outrage. There's still millions upon millions of people that support him. Should we support Hillary? No. She's an evil, sick, twisted monster, too. But this guy is blatantly in public eye in front of the world doing things that haven't been done that we all said would never happen in history again, and they're happy. Look what they're doing to the Native Americans right now on the pipeline. Did you guys see any of that footage?
I saw it. Yeah, he has money in that. He owns part of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is disgusting. I mean, what more can we do to those people that we haven't done to them? You know, come in, take their land, kill them, displace them.
Exactly.
Keep them on alcohol. You know, they have the highest suicide rate. They have the
sterilize
highest alcohol
them.
Death rate. Sterilize them. Give them the shittiest, crappiest water you can give anybody. It's just horrible. Yeah, Patrick.
Hey, do you know what's crazy, though, man? Is there's two groups of people that have the lowest percentage of relying on the government, for government assistance, you know, whether it's welfare, food stamps, all that shit. And those two groups of people are Muslims and Native Americans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many times have you really ever heard of Muslims causing problems in America? It doesn't happen.
I don't.
Muslims have the highest success rate of coming here and being entrepreneurs, running their own businesses. They're quiet. They stay to themselves.
And they're hated for that, too.
You know what that means?
Have you noticed that who Trump supporters are?
Yeah, they're a bunch of rednecks, a bunch of idiots,
bunch
of Southern Baptists.
Most of them are Catholics.
Well, yeah, many of them are Catholics, too. Absolutely.
I mean, Trump never really
got a lot of middle-class people from different areas that support him.
Yeah, and
Catholics,
Trump never really talked about religion much. You know what I mean? Before he was running for office, he never really talked about religion much. But in order to win the nomination to be a Republican, you have to get the Christian evangelist on your side. You have to get religion on your side.
And that was banning abortion.
I think his religious beliefs are just to, you know, cooperate with the Republican Party and to get their nomination.
He's not religious.
Exactly.
He's not.
He's
not.
How
many times have you heard him talk about
religion?
God? Whenever he tried to quote Bible shit, he misspoke about everything. He didn't pronounce things rightly. He doesn't know anything about the Bible. That was just to get their cosign. You know what I mean? I don't believe it. he's religious in any way, to be honest with you. I think he's
How can he be? You know, most presidents or most politicians in certain levels of government have to turn over their businesses, but do you know that he still have his script club? I mean, he still have women pole dancing. You know, he still have women out there prostituting in New Jersey.
Look, watch the end of The Apprentice. I know he's not on the show anymore, but watch the end of it and watch the credits. Look who the executive producer is. It's him, still. He still gets paychecks from that. That's his brand.
Yes. He is criticizing Schwarzenegger, but he's the one collecting the money.
He did that. Yeah. He was supposed to be there talking to the Catholic, talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger's ratings. You know what I mean?
He's
like, back to the religion thing. Like, me, I work for Muslims. And me and him, we actually had this conversation today. And if Jesus was to come down right now, if he was to come back right now, the first people he's going to condemn are most people that are part of churches. A lot of Christians aren't Christ-like at all. If you actually read about Jesus, if he really existed, if you actually read about him, he was a great guy. You know what I mean? Do you think that Jesus would approve of the Pope living in that castle?
No, stealing and taking.
There's so much people all around the Vatican. You know what I mean? There's so much people everywhere up there. Do you think he'd approve of that? You know what I mean? Like
the whole world. If you melt down all the gold in the Vatican.
They're demonic. They're just demonic people. They're just demons.
They got torture chambers under there. Some crazy facts about these guys is, during the Crusades, these guys, they would have what they call warrior popes. The popes back then were like generals. So this organization pretty much was birthed as a military, not as a church. As a full-blown military, if you look at the Vatican today, what do they have? They have their own laws, which one of which is the age of consent is 11 or 12 or 13, something along those lines. It's real young, which is the same age that that guy who said he blew a Catholic priest. What's that guy? He just got in trouble in the news, this gay guy.
Milo.
Milo. He blew a Catholic priest. And he said that the age of consent in the United States should be 13 so that older men could have relationships with younger boys. This is what I'm
saying. Well, you know, they used to have it
for hundreds of years.
In certain states in the United States, the consensual age was 12. And not too many years ago, they changed that.
Alaska,
you know, like Virginia and Virginia and Washington? Washington State? States like that, they used to have that consensual age as 12 years of age.
Yeah, and that ties
little
back
known
to
us.
That ties back to the old.
That wasn't that long ago.
Right, it wasn't that long ago. But here's something more interesting. Here's something that y'all might.
When you're 13. That's where they get that number from.
Younger than that.
Yeah.
But here is something that y'all, be known to a lot of us, is that the Catholic Church say that they are against abortion. So you're trying to oust Planned Parenthood. So why are you trying to oust Planned Parenthood when you are over in Africa? These same people are over in Africa distributing birth control, abortion, and they're also sterilizing them. Little bit known to us, we thought these people were on the up and up, but you're over there. What is it between you and Planned Parenthood? Is it that because you see Planned Parenthood is making so much money and you want that money? And going back to wherever the Pope live at, all that stuff, they done went into Africa and have robbed these people dry. All the gold and silver and everything you see up there in the Vatican place, all that stuff come from Africa. And that is sad. And the same thing here that's being done at with the pipeline. The pipeline, did you see how they sent the police and all these people in there to burn these people places down? Did you see how they took these people off their land? Just took it. Just automatically took it.
Disgusting, yeah.
And talking about a treaty, they were here before, and all of it is theirs. But you know what? It's okay because God is going to come back soon, and those same demons that's out there controlling and taking everything because they can, if you don't give it to them, they're going to bring out the military and take what they want. You know, I was listening to this lady. I was listening to this lady. The Catholic Church, her young daughter was going to the Catholic Church. And like you said earlier, they all knew what was going on with the Pope and the girl, or with one of the bishops and the girl. The little girl ended up killing herself because she was contagious. They kept raping her, and her mother filed charges. And the church is going to say she's lying, but the girl is dead because of what the church did to her. They sit there and they let this stuff go on. They know these people are raping those little kids and those little boys and girls, the parents too. They sit there and let this stuff happen and thinking that it's okay. No, it's not okay. You are the mother, you are the father. Take the kids out and send them somewhere else. But if you sell your child out because you want to be up there thinking that you're all this and all that, you're crazy. A lot of kids have committed suicide, gone into drugs, killed their parents because they didn't think their parents were doing enough to help them or to save them, but they keep turning their faces.
Oh. Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, we got a restricted number. Let's see who this is. Hey, Mr. Restricted,
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Daryl from Sterilizing the Mentally Ill. I write that blog. I've been listening. I just called in.
Thank you for calling in. How you been?
It's good. Thanks for having me. I've been listening. It's shocking. I see. It seems like a place people can hide when they become get involved in the church, and it shouldn't be like that at all.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's like. It's like a crazy thing that's going on. Well, even during the Inquisition, they put to death about 5,000 people on suspicions that they were witches. I mean, it's just crazy. And we all look back and say, oh, well, people were more simple-minded. No, they knew right from wrong. I mean, come on. You know, it's just nuts. Like right now, for example, okay, people say, well, what are Christians doing that is violent compared to these other religions? Okay, what are Christians doing that is violent? All right, they're bombing the shit out of countries, killing children in hospitals. The majority of them doing it are Christians. Do you remember not too long ago when the American military wanted to go to different countries and pass out Bibles everywhere? It's called forced coercion. They want to... If you don't think like them, they want to kill you. If you don't want to do what they want to do, they want to kill you. It's the same thing we did to the Indians. Same thing we did to the slaves when we robbed them and stole them like cattle and herded them over to this land. What do? We gave them the Bible. We gave the Indians the Bible. Why? Why did we force... If this is such a positive thing, why did we force this upon people? I can't figure out what, you know.
And here's another thing about what the Catholics just came forward and said. Look, they went over in Africa, like you said, given the Bible and all that stuff like that, and they killed 25,000 Africans.
Yeah.
25, and they finally came out and apologized for the part that they played in that. But yet and still, you know, you want people to respect you because you think that you're above the law. And nobody, you're untouchable. See, and they didn't think all these things were going to come out.
No, they didn't. And, you know, in the Bible, there is many, many references to slavery in a positive light. Paul the Apostle often referred to himself as a slave of Christ. Nearly all Christian leaders before the 17th century recognized slavery within specific biblical limitations and consistent with Christian theology. Even Genesis 9:25-27, the curse of Ham says, "Cursed be Canaan, the lowest of slaves will be to his brothers." He also says, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem." This is a book that endorses slavery, it endorses pedophilia, it endorses murder. All the most evil things are endorsed within this book, yet there is like a billion-something Christians on the planet. Forgive me for asking this. If anybody's Christian, I know you are, Elaine, and forgive me. But what in the fuck are y'all thinking? Why would you guys want to? I mean, not to question your faith. I don't want to do that. Everybody has to believe in what they want to believe in. But knowing all this stuff is in that Bible, how could this book be so sacred to you?
But wait. Here's the point here is that book was rewritten. Okay,
Right.
The book has been rewritten and reworded for someone's own purpose.
Over and over again.
To make us to make us think that this is what God wanted man to do. There is no way in the world he made man more dominant over another man, because he created all of us out of his image and equal. So man comes and revise and rewrite the Bible. So what we're reading is not what God intended it to be. You know, they just did it to satisfy and to suit their own purpose.
And I could see man doing
that. So what we're dealing with. Say that again.
Over and over again.
Just so they can have the right to do.
I could see man doing that because you know why? You know why I could see man doing that? Because man, of amongst all creatures that was supposedly created by God, all living creatures that ever lived on this planet, man is the only one that would kill just to kill. Man is the only one that has destroyed almost half of this earth's population of other animals, species, plants, and wildlife. Okay, now he did this. Now if God created him, why would he have made such a vile, evil monster that would just destroy almost everything else he created? That's the oxymoron in the whole thing for me. But I can never get anybody to answer that with a logical answer.
Well,
this is what I usually do.
We can go back to the beginning. We're going to go back to Adam and Eve when they sinned. You know, when man's eyes became open because he, according to that book, is because when they ate of the fruit of the tree, the forbidden tree, his eyes came open. Remember the two brothers, Abel and Cain?
Cain and Abel, yes.
Cain and Abel.
They were also signed to No Limit Records in the 90s. Phenomenal group.
So we're going to go back there, you know, because we were born in sin because when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, you know, their eyes was open to all kinds of sin.
Yeah, I have a question, though. Elaine, you're a Christian. I have a question, though. Like, there's a book that exists, it has existed long before Christianity, like 1,000 years before it, called the Gita. It's a G-I-T-A, but there's a word before it, starts with a B. I can't remember and can't pronounce it. But in that book, like their savior or whatever, he was a carpenter, he was born of a virgin, he got crucified, came back a couple days later. Like, it's the same exact story of Jesus. and a lot of the things in that book are in the Bible. So, like, how can the Bible, like, I you know what I mean? It just seems like they copied that story.
Well, and what they did was, again, everything, they did not copy what some of the things they had to leave in there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, you know, but
yeah,
it has
but
to sound
saying,
like
though,
it's
like,
real.
The Bible teaches us that the earth is only, like, so old. You know what I mean? But that book would prove that wrong. And
yeah,
the whole Adam and Eve story, like, they had twins, Cain and Abel. The next thing that they mentioned about Cain and Abel is they got
married.
Were
they guilty?
Who did they
yeah.
marry? You know what
Unless
I mean?
They
like,
married the mother,
where,
right?
Yeah, like where did these two girls
they,
come from? Like
exactly.
They never explained that part of
they,
it.
I believe that's where fornicate. No, what is it when the mother shouldn't lay with the child or something like that?
Incest.
I don't know.
Incest.
Thank
yeah,
you.
But by that logic, though, that would be their kids would also be their siblings.
Well, here's
you know
well,
what
that's
I mean.
How the world was created. They had
Think
to lay with somebody.
Too, all these people, all these innocent people, had to suffer, and other animals had to suffer because of these two. Because of Adam and Eve's decisions. I don't know. I can't say I know this or that for sure because none of us really, really know, right? We're all just here.
Yeah.
We all believe what we want to believe.
I understand the argument that, like...
It's a valid argument. It's just...
I understand
there's
that,
too many what-ifs.
We
just
it.
Found seven planets
yeah.
the other day. Seven
like,
planets
like Fred,
that
like
we've never seen before. So,
yeah.
Did our God create those planets too? And if there's
yeah,
life on
that,
them, do they pray to our God?
And like the one thing like I agree with it too, that like Prez, if me and you are wrong, and Christians are right,
else,
and you
we're wrong.
Right, then yeah, like our consequences are a lot worse than people like than if Christians are wrong. Like if Christians are wrong, then they just die like us and nothing happens. But if we're wrong and Christians are right, then we pay a deeper consequence.
We're
people for believing
well,
in something. If it truly helps you be a better person, I'm all for it. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like that.
Exactly. I agree on
well,
that.
But I don't
like
people using
the middle
name
right
of
there. I swear.
Bullshit.
I swear to Christ.
Okay,
and Allah.
Here's
and
something to look at, though. Here's something to think about. Most of these people that call themselves Christians are really demonic people. If they were
yeah,
not demonic
false.
People, they wouldn't do, right. They would not be doing what they're doing. Like Prayer said earlier, or someone said earlier, about killing children in the churches, rape, all these things, but these are the things that the Christians are doing. So
yeah, and
we can't
the,
be wrong.
The reason why the pedophilia
we,
rate
Exactly.
It's so
well,
high, not
to
cut you off, Elaine, but
yeah.
the reason the pedophilia rate is so high in Christianity is because these guys sign up to be priests knowing that that is a sanctuary for child molesters. So
that's
right. why it's so high.
And,
you know, same thing with the Boy
so
Scouts and
wrong.
Other clubs and organizations, YMCA, you know.
Oh,
but sorry for
right.
And, like, another reason why I think is because, like, when you're in church, you're taught, like especially when you're a kid, like you look at the
yeah.
preacher in very high regards. Like, that guy can do no wrong. I got to be under the best behavior, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So, like,
because the preacher says so.
You, yeah, like, if he does something like that to you, you're like, as a child, you must think, like, if I think that what he's doing is wrong to me and I get him in trouble, that's, like, going against my religion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a trick.
Yeah, that sounds confusing.
Like, they
well,
brainwashed
me. Yo.
Well, when I was going to church, when I was a little girl, the preacher, you know, I used to see the preachers and the deacons doing a whole bunch of stuff. But they think, again, that they're above the law. They used to take the little girls' hands and play in it. And if you notice, the preachers are the worst ones. What was the preacher in Canada? Was he in Canada somewhere that said that God told him to have sex or with all these women and spread? He had HIV. You know, no. No. And I blame the women, too.
Weird shit, man.
Yeah.
There's a guy down in Brazil that had women perform fellatio on him, saying that his semen was holy milk.
That's the one I was trying to get to. Yeah, that's what I was trying to remember right there. You said it. Say his semen was holy milk.
You know me, I'll remember all that twisted shit because this is what we do here. We put these guys on blast.
I mean, and it starts in the church, y'all. I mean, and a kid can't say anything because, number one, they're already feeling guilty, and, number two, you're talking about the preacher. Who's going to believe you?
Yeah, and
does Christianity have
encourage
a church? I mean, does the Bible have say anything about having to have a church and priests?
I don't really think it does say. I always thought it said something about worshiping within yourself rather than.
Yeah, the body teaches you that it's built in your essence, that your body is the temple, which means, like, just think about it like this. No book or anybody ever had to tell you that you shouldn't kill your mom. You know what I mean? You just know
that.
Right,
we know that.
So, like the Bible teaches you that if you listen
to
yourself.
An eye for an eye.
That it's built in your essence, which means, like, you know right from wrong. Do right.
And that's right.
It doesn't tell you to go, you know, go to this church every week and listen to this guy. You know what I mean? Because I can, like, just think about it. Like, what can that preacher offer you that you can't do yourself? If you guys are reading the same book, like, why should he be at a higher power than you? That doesn't make any sense. He's reading from the same book you're reading from. So.
Yeah, I've always wondered about that with the church, and I haven't heard where the Bible says that you have to go to churches.
The Bible says is that you should take that one day and use it for worship. That's the only thing it says, but it doesn't say that you have to go to church and all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at least to my knowledge, like, I've had this conversation with people that know the Bible very well, and it doesn't say anything like that.
What's the difference between the New Testament and the Old Testament? I mean, I'm guessing the Old Testament might have more, like, what we'd see as barbaric codes and stuff in it.
Well, the New Testament leaves a lot of things out, too. Like, the New Testament doesn't even mention the virgin birth. It doesn't even mention that in there. And there's a lot of things that it seems like the New Testament focused on filling some of the prophecies that the Old Testament preached about, like it kind of finishes the story a little bit, but the New Testament, in my opinion, was to separate Christians from Jews. Like, that's what I think it was, because it came out in a time where Jews were fighting with Christians. You know what I mean? So, like, in the Old Testament, the Torah are very similar, if not identical. You know what I mean? But the New Testament, there's a lot of differences in it. Like I said, there's a lot of things they don't mention that are in the Old Testament, like a lot of important things. You know what I mean? But, like, neither book, like, a lot of them leave out some stuff. Like, we knew Jesus as a baby, and then we knew him as a full-grown man. Like, there's no time in between. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, too.
There was no teenage kind of Jesus
skedaddling for 20 years or 30 years. And,
yeah, what happened to him? Maybe, you know, here's a theory that the alien people believe in, because I watch some of that shit, too, because I want to soak up whatever I can soak up, right? They believe in that maybe he went back to his mother planet, wherever the hell that is, for a while to learn from God, and then came back down. Now, the Mormons, it's not that far-fetched, because you know what the Mormons believe? They believe that a man jumped off of a planet and landed on Earth and impregnated Mary, and then left.
Yeah, what was
cheated her, and then left.
What, in one jump?
I don't know. Something real goofy like that. And while we're talking about the Mormons, let's talk about their weird underwear, too. They actually believe that if they wear that body, that it's like a full-body underwear thing, undergarment. If they wear it, it could protect them from evil. They actually believe it could stop bullets and anything. That's really, really, really crazy. But also Mormons are known for, let's talk about the evil things they're known for. They're known for incest, of course, molestation. They love having, what do they call, bigamy. They like to get the wives when they're real young. It's an evil, dark religion, too, and they threaten death upon you if you tell any of their secrets, as we had a guy on the show tell us. So it's Christianity all across the board. There's a lot of weird groups in there.
Yeah. And, like, the Mormons believe that Native Americans are actual Jews. They believe that they're a lost tribe from Israel. And,
They
believe Jesus was in America. And, like, their prophet, his name is, like, John Smith or some shit like that. He looked into his hat and God talked to him. And then, like, somebody, at the same time this guy did all this and, like, wrote the Book of Mormon, there was also people that were questioning him and not believing him. Like, I watched the whole thing.
Well, they're just as bad as anybody else.
They debunked him right away. Like, they made him, like, recite what God said to him again, made him look into that hat again and all that. And when he told the story the second time, like, he left a lot of stuff out, got a lot of stuff wrong. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I mean.
But
they do believe
in John Smith, whatever, the Smith guy. You know, but they're just as bad, okay, than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are doing the same thing as all of these other organizations out here, because they're not a religious group, even though they want you to think that they are. Any two time you take and molest a child, and they like little boys, too, and they like young girls.
Yeah.
You know, any two time you all of them fall in the same boat. Every single one of them fall in the same boat. You see these little guys around here riding on their bicycles. These people are crazy. Their mind is warped. You know, I guess it has a lot to do with their upbringing, the way they were raised, but they have all been told lies. They all have been told lies. And I think that's one of the reasons now why all the wrongs that the Catholic Church have done, they're coming out and they're really talking about it, but they're not talking about it the way they should talk about it. They're still hiding a lot of stuff. There's three things that they came out recently and admitted to. One was the sexual perversion that's going on within the Catholic Church. The other one was the sterilization and giving the birth controls to the people in Africa when they're not supposed to do that. And the third one, the birth control. And the other one was killing those 25,000 Africans or 250,000 Africans over there. You know, they did come out recently and apologize for that. However, you know, they said to call it the sins of their fathers or something like that. You know, I guess they realize that they're not as religious as they say they are because of the things and the evils that they've done.
Here's what I don't understand, though, is everything else from that time period, like the birth of Christianity and all that, everything else we don't believe in. We don't believe it anymore. Like, at that time, humans considered sea monsters as a legitimate threat to human life. They believed that there was monsters in the sea that would come out and eat humans. They believed that.
Lies.
I went on. They're like, that's fucking nuts. They thought the earth was flat. They thought there was no explanation for why the sun went away at night. And over time, people got wise and was like, all that's bullshit. But they'll believe the story of the talking snake and the burning bush and all that. Like, why did we believe this story? But we, that don't believe all the other stuff that was believed back then. Like,
but
why does
every religion hold? Every religion is told not to believe the other religion. Every religion says,
exactly,
my God is the only way,
well,
to light. Your God
but
is,
actually,
send
like,
you straight
what
to hell.
A lot of people don't know, though, is, like, a true Muslim actually doesn't disagree too much with the Bible. Like, there's only a couple differences. Like, they believe all the basics about Jesus, they believe. They believe he was born to a virgin mother. They believe that he'll come back one day and cast judgment on good and evil. They believe all that. They just don't believe that he's the Son of God. And that's pretty much it. Like, they believe that Muhammad is the same. But if, like, you go up to a true Muslim and try to hand him a Bible, he won't take it. He'll go and get clean. Wash his hands, everything, before he touches. You know what I mean? Because, like, that's, like, they call the Quran the third book. There's the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Quran. You know what I mean? Like, their book is based on the Bible. A lot of the same stories are in the Quran.
Just worded different.
It's just told from a different thing. Like, it's kind of like
right.
Judaism and Christianity. Like, Christianity comes from Judaism. They
well,
just
of course, the sun god, 3,000 years predates Christ, also has the same attributes as him. He was born of a virgin. He was he died and then was resurrected.
There's
so many, and believe it or not,
Cyrus,
I don't have
a
list
of
them. Mithra was one
yeah,
of them.
Cyrus
but there's
them.
At least 24 other gods that have the exact same attributes as Christ, which leads me to believe that this story was told over and over again. Just like Elaine said earlier, be written in different places around the world. So that leads me to believe that these were more or less, either it was either one of two things. Either it was a bunch of characters that were made up, like one region found the book and was like, hey, we want a god too, so let's just rewrite this, but place our god in there. Or maybe it's all
but,
the same god.
But
maybe
have you noticed something? That the Chinese, their God is different. They don't believe in God. They believe in Buddha.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah,
everybody did, you're right, everybody did create their own gods, but there's only one God. And because of all the confusion, I think that it's up to us, you know, to find out what is real and what is right. Can't nobody say, and see, and this is another thing that the problem that the world have is this right here, is that everybody wants to be the leader. Everybody wants to be God, you know, and the leader always wants followers. And our mistake is that instead of us going by our own mind and our own individuality, we're going to let that person that calls himself the leader to dictate to us, and we're going to follow him. We're going to follow him all the way into hell. I would like to be an independent thinker. The same thing with the Jim Jones and the Guyanese Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Look, the same thing in Waco, Texas.
Yeah,
and the same thing in Waco, Texas.
Marshall Applewhite had 24 men castrate themselves. Then he told them, he's like, this Hale-Bopp comet's coming around. We're going to hitch a ride on it and get the hell out of here and go to another planet, drink this. And they all packed their bags. When they found them, they had these weird shrouds over them, and they were rotted with no balls because they fucking followed this guy's orders. I said, I should have laughed. This is horrible, but you can't help but to laugh at it. I mean, who would be so crazy enough to say, yeah, give me those scissors, I'm next. Let me just trim a little bit off the fact.
Like, this is what religion, these people, you know, these are just like even the Catholic Church. You know, some are bigger than the others, but this is all it is. It's a whole lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
the Baptists, the Protestants, all of them, they're full of bullshit. All they want to do is follow somebody. Like, look at Trump. All these millions of people following Trump, and they're going to follow him straight to hell.
Yeah.
And I want to say this real quick, though. One of my favorite movies There's a movie called Frailty, starring Bill Paxton. Rest in peace, Bill Paxton, just died yesterday. Phenomenal actor. But that movie is one of my favorite movies because he plays a guy who claims to have had a vision from God. He appears to see some type of vision that wants him to kill anybody that appears to be a demon. And when he looks at certain people, he could see their sins. And if he looks at you and sees your sin, he's going to try to find out where you live and then coerce you out of the house or whatever,
wow,
and get you over there with a wrench
scary.
And kill you.
That is scary as hell.
Rest in peace to Bill Paxton, but that's a phenomenal movie. But a lot of the reason why I brought that movie up, too, is this happens for real. A lot of times people go crazy in the name of God and try to hurt or kill people. Look at this dumbass Dylan
Roof. The devil made him do it. Remember that?
He actually prayed with people. He actually pretended to pray with people inside their church and then killed 9 people. It happens all the time around the world. All kinds of religious groups do this, not just Christians, obviously. I mean, look at ISIS and different people. The self-mutilation. Look at what they do in India and different parts of the world where they on YouTube. Type in like Indian ritual or mutilation ritual on YouTube, and you'll see these guys taking these like chains with spikes on them and just whipping themselves in the back. And they'll be in the center of the street, and everybody's watching them for hours. And when they leave, there's like 3 inches of blood in the street. Looks like it rained blood. I mean,
like the bonehead. What do you call that group that the presidents belong to? That go and get in the casket with dead
bones.
People? Skull and Bones, the same thing.
Yeah, Skull and Bones out of Yale. Yeah, Yale University. Yeah.
Maybe I'll
be in all these presidents. And then drinking blood, cooking in blood. I mean, and these are what we call our leaders.
Well, they
go into the
woods and have sex with each other.
No
women were allowed in there for 100 years. They just recently allowed a couple women in there, but they always wanted to have male workers in there because it was a gay club of the most elite men in the world. Actors, sports stars, presidents, and a lot of the policies were set in Bohemian Grove.
Right,
and, they also
and that's where
mock satanic rituals where they would burn an effigy of a baby. Some say they were real babies. We had a guest on the show, Anthony Hilder. He said that they were real babies. These guys are twisted. Satanism is another show. I want to do that next week if you guys don't mind. Because Satanism, there's two ways of looking at it. Now, I interviewed a couple of Satanists before, but there's one group of Satanists, they swear up and down all they do is believe in the earth and blah, 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 which I don't fully believe. But then there's the other side where they do sacrifice things and do just disgusting, crazy things to people and animals. I know for a fact I've seen that stuff before. I've seen I was walking in the woods with some friends. We skipped school, and we were running away from the cops. And when we got into this forest preserve, we kept walking down this trail, and we saw this like fire thing with all these animal bones everywhere. There was animal skeletons hanging up on some trees, and it was just like bones were like in weird placing. Yeah, it's some weird shit. I don't know what it was, voodoo or witchcraft or whatever the hell it was, but it scared the hell out of us. You know, that stuff happens all the time. Kids are sacrificed on a regular basis.
Well, percenters, the one percenters, the elites, they believe in that. Remember the guy, Prez, that I told you that befriended me on Facebook? He's a politician. And he trusted me after a while to tell me what they do. They have this place somewhere in the Midwest, somewhere, where all these, every year they meet. And they would take a pregnant woman, and they would sit her on, like, the seat of the chair is cut out. She have a baby. And they would some kind of way get the baby out of her, and they would make these young boys go underneath the chair where the blood is dropping and drink the blood. I got so freaking scared of him. What was his name? I forgot his name, but... Remember? And he was telling me this is how they sacrifice.
If I got that message in my inbox, I'd be terrified. I'd be looking out my window every night. We got to find this guy. We got to interview him.
I swear to God, I was scared. I was scared,
I don't
man.
Blame
I blocked
you.
Him.
Better pack
I blocked
meeting,
him.
Lane.
He invited me to come. He said, this is what they do.
Hell no,
I'm
going right?
to give you his name. His name, oh, God, I almost had his name. Ronnie. His first name is Ronnie somebody. Anyway, his first name is Ronnie, and I swear to God, he told me this is what they do. And he's part of that group, the one percenters. And he's a big politician.
I see Ronnie.
And he wanted to date
I'm
me.
True
and he wanted
in fashion here for him right now. I want to find this monster. And
I can let me see
well,
if I can get his name.
Hitler had the chair too.
Name.
You know the Hitler chair. Now this just came out in the news. I heard about this a long time ago. He would actually have women take a bath.
His name is Ronnie Spence. His name is
in
Ronnie
his mouth
Spence.
From a chair like that. Ronnie Spector.
Ronnie Spence is his name.
Oh shit! Okay,
and he
yeah.
is. Let me pull up
Ronnie
his.
Spence? We're looking for you,
let me pull up his profile. He's
oh, yeah,
scared
I see
the hell out of me.
I found him right now because he says he's
yeah.
a mutual friend.
He's a politician.
Yeah.
He's a politician.
Wow, and then
was,
there he is. He's decked out in a suit, right? It's all like Suge Knight, like black and red. He's got the tie on.
Yeah.
This guy's like on some Anton LaVey shit right here.
I mean, I'm telling you, it was weird. It was
he
weird.
He looks like a creep. Yeah.
They have to train each other to.
If you got
they compromise each other from the first mate.
I would, Elaine, I would screenshot that. Because that's some real crazy stuff.
I believe I still have the conversation, you know, but I blocked him. I got so.
I would too, Ivy.
I would save
I mean,
it on
was
a
telling me
file
how they would go. You know how they, when your kid go missing? He was telling me what they were doing with these boys and what they were making them do. They would get a pregnant woman and cut her open, and the boys would drink the blood. They would put the boys under there, and this is what they call a sacrifice.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's
that's
a big
crazy.
Politician.
And people are surprised when they lie to them. The public are surprised when these same people lie to them about promises or... simple promises,
look.
Which are hell of a lot less worse than that.
My uncle.
And it's no surprise. Like my genitals went numb on those medications, quotation mark, and, you know, they're vaccinating people all over the world.
How you doing, sweetie?
It's okay, yeah. Yeah, no, it's good to speak with you and on here as well.
I'm glad you came in.
The farmer...
Well,
thanks, yeah. I'm glad you dropped me the number. But it's really like the pharma stuff is and it is really messed up, and my genitals went numb on it, and the vaccines all over the world. I know it's dodgy if they can do that and they're doing this. I mean, that's their real intentions, and I guess they're compromising each other from like when they introduce each other, you know, all these puppets as well that are these so-called puppets or leaders or running the show like that. When they go to these events and they probably bring their babies to these events as well, their own children, and then like if that's how you're brought up, then doing evil things is just like that's all you've known, if you know what I mean, from the first moment. It probably means nothing.
Yeah,
you know, and going back, the whole conversation has been about eugenics again, okay? Because this is what they do with the vaccines, with the cutting up and selling the baby body parts and doing all these weird things to people. These are the one percenters, and this is what they do. And most of these people are eugenicists. They want one pure race, and anybody else don't matter. Get rid of them by any means necessary.
Yeah, they do. They're accomplishing that right now. I just saw on
did
TV,
you see his eyes, Fred?
Yeah, he looks like a monster. This guy.
And then this other thing.
Better graphic work too. He has some real bad graphic artwork.
He's weird. Yeah.
This guy.
You know, I don't know how he got in touch with me. you know, but that was weird
as
hell.
That's the scary thing. I'll tell you how I got in touch with you, because you're one of those people that's on the radar of these guys. They probably said, hey, reach out to her and see what she's doing. You know, saying
yeah,
the mole
see if I'm simple-minded. See if
yeah,
I'm simple-minded.
Well, no, they think you're a danger to their plan. You know, many people...
Did you see the ones with the masks on?
No, I didn't see those.
Oh, yeah, you need to go through his... Well, you have to send him a friend request. But don't mention me. You know, when you have him on your show, if he will come on your show, I'm going to shut up because I don't want him to know anything.
No, I'm not even
going to
ask him because he's running for... He's
been doing that for office.
Yeah, I bet he is.
He's a big politician, and this is what they do.
He'll come right back at you and be like, oh, yeah, she's the only one I told. I don't want to bring no heat your way, Lane. I never would do that. But, yeah, at least we exposed him. We know what this guy is all about.
And his skin don't even look real. His skin... His skin, I'm looking at his picture.
He's made by Mattel.
His skin looks sort of dead. He looks dead.
He does look like a corpse. He does.
Have you heard what they've done with the... Have you heard what they've done with the World Wildlife Fund? You know, like, they say that these are environmental spaces that supposedly these people are interested in protecting. And I've read about people that they hunt humans in those places as well and stuff, and... stuff humans and stuff
Uh-oh.
As well. I mean, obviously, it's hard to kind of find evidence on that stuff, but if you hear Prince Philip talking about the World Wildlife Fund, he's being interviewed on one of the mainstream TV things, and he suddenly switches the conversation to, well, there's just too many people, and they're getting in the way of our wildlife conservation. And he wants to impose voluntary. He's talking about stopping people procreating. And he says all I can see up from up here is too many people. Like, and one of the ways he says voluntary sterilization. He says, oh, I wouldn't put it like that. I'd call it voluntary sterilization.
Well, you know what happened here? I can't understand. Is this they're talking about deleting people? You're bringing in robots, but here's what you're really doing. What they're doing now is they're taking human beings and animals. What do you call that, Preyas? Where they take the genes from an animal
and
put it into
thing.
One another? That is fucked up.
Mutation. Yeah, they're creating these mutations. I saw they used to do that with the dog heads. We talked about that before. They'd take a dog head and transplant it onto another dog's body. Of course, none of them would live more than a day or so or a few hours. But, these guys...
Now they're doing it with human beings
and
animals.
And that was 70 years ago. Yeah, imagine what they're doing now.
Yeah,
they probably... Well, you know what? If you look this up, look up Plum Island. They found a man washed up ashore. He had elongated fingers. He had a real long head. And his head, they drilled holes in his head. And he had a suit on, and he came from that. They believe he came from that laboratory. That's the same place where they found that weird creature.
Right.
It looked like a cross between like a mammal and a bird or something.
Yeah,
some kind of weird thing. Yeah.
They closed that city down because it was so spooky. Because they had did so many transforming human and animals, and animal and humans. You know, so they had to close that down because they were, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I read about that, and I think they were afraid of the bacteria and the germs and all that, you know. And I read about that. That's in New York, right?
Yeah.
The island of
island.
New York or something.
Yeah, exactly. I think right around, it's between New York and Connecticut, if I'm not mistaken, because in Lyme, Connecticut, which is not far from Plum Island, that's where the Lyme disease was first discovered. Many people believe that it came from Plum Island because the Germans used to weaponize, German scientists used to weaponize ticks over there. And they believe that when we got the German scientists over here, they were were doing the same thing, and that's why you got Lyme disease. Basically, that's a created disease. It's,
yes, that's what it was.
They mutated it to where, like, it mimics other diseases to where, like, you notice how it's very hard to get a diagnosis of Lyme disease because a lot of times it mimics, like, lupus or whatever disease. There's hundreds of diseases. I saw a documentary on it, and it's crazy. It's crazy. But Patrick sent me some information, man. Speak about that, brother. What's going on with this?
Yeah, I heard this story a long time ago, and it's just not to backtrack and go back onto, like, the Christianity thing, but, like, a lot of things that, like, were bad in, like, society's history were always justified by shit that's in the Bible, like slavery, for example. Like,
yeah.
That was always the main thing that in the Bible it says, like, a slave should obey its master and all that, you know what I mean? But they were so territorial about their religion that the first guy that took the King James Bible and, like, translated it from Greek and Hebrew to English, he was executed. And not only executed, after they killed him, he was buried. And then, like, they still weren't satisfied, so they dug him up and burned his bones, too.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, like, that's just so
killing
wild.
Killing wasn't enough. They had to go above and beyond that.
Hung, drawn, and quartered is something that
they draw it back to this, like, the, like, I tried to find it, but, like, I saw this on a show before. And I tried to find it, but I can't find this part of the story. But the way they justified it was there's a sentence in, like, the original Bible that says that, like, the Bible is written only in Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic. Well, Aramaic's just like another form of Hebrew. And it's for the children of Israel and all that. So it can never be translated to another religion because, like, at that time, there were other religions out there. So, like, it was the Bible was for the people of Israel. You know what I mean? And,
Well, here's the thing about that. We have to understand the people of Israel, okay? And I think that's probably why a lot of people are having issues, because one thing it is that those people that's there are not really God's chosen people. Those people that are there are people, those are German people, Russians, that came, what do you call it, some type of people, that they came there, and they only been occupying that land since 1948. So how can it be your land, like the Palestinians said, when you left here, you were dark-skinned, but when you came back, you were white.
Yeah.
Our government and those Russians and all, they took that land from the Palestinians, because we had left already, my ancestors, and
yeah,
they gave land to them. So in order to understand the whole thing, you have to understand who God's chosen people are. Even though they say that they are God's chosen people, then why did you only occupy the land in 1948?
Yeah. What I thought was funny, though, is when the Prime Minister of Israel was standing next to Trump, and he said, Japanese people, they live in Japan. Chinese people live in China. So Israelites should live in Israel, where Jewish we should live there. I just thought that was funny. He said, standing next
the
to the
Israelites.
American, you know what
Israelites,
I mean? Like, I thought that was funny. Like,
right.
Like we're kicking we're doing all that shit to the Native Americans and shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
By his
but you
logic,
have to understand. And
Trump
to the Native Americans, and I'm not just saying this, Native Americans are black people that actually came here, because when they came here, wasn't no one here. You take Africans, they went all over, they wandered. As the Bible tell you, the Bible that you read, they would tell you that God's people wandered throughout the earth, and some of us, the slaves, came here on a ship. those, what do you call it, nomadic, Nordic, is that the word I want, that came from the mountains of Russia? Well, those are the people that's occupying Israel right now. Because you have to, you can look at, you know, there ain't no way. No. But that's another story. That's another topic when we can bring some more people in that can explain it to you much better than I.
Yeah. Well,
where would they get all their?
See who this caller is. Well, we had a caller. He just hung up. 502 area code 502. Call back into the show, and we'll bring you on right now before we close up shop. But yeah, there's, you know, we got to go in all these different directions because. That's the beautiful thing about the show. We might have a topic, but we're going to cover as many other things as we can, too, as well. And a lot of the stuff ties together, too. Religion,
yeah, that's what I was about to say, Fred.
It's been the biggest problem.
A lot of these things all trace back to one thing, or they're all intertwined with each other, like politics are tied in with religion. And, you know what I mean? So, like, that's why a lot of times we might end up on something else, is because...
Yeah.
It all ties in
is
with
this an appropriate time?
And because there's so much to talk about. You know, there's so much truth out there. But if you don't get it here, you won't get it. You know,
people are trying
so
to shepherd a bunch. Groups of people in a particular direction.
The bottom line for me is, like, it's cool if you want to be part of a religion or, you know, follow a political party or whatever. But stop being divisive about shit. Like, not everybody's supposed to think like you. Like,
right.
If you like a TV show and I don't like it, I don't think you're a bad person. You know what I mean? Like, just stop being so fucking divisive. Like, just because somebody has a weird name to you or some shit, like, that's just fucking nuts. Like, you know, they stopped and fucking questioned Muhammad Ali's son the other day because he has a Muslim name and shit. Like, stop doing
that. Yeah, that
shit
was horrible.
Like that. You know what I mean?
That
like,
was horrible.
On the smallest level and the biggest level. Stop being so fucking divisive and fucking ugly because the fucking religions you claim you're a part of, they preach against that type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if Christians were more Christ-like, everything would be... fucking
perfect.
Great. You know what I mean? But everybody gets so emotional and let that division happen. And instead of teaching, it seems like more than ever, it's not about teaching what you believe in. It's teaching against what others believe in. You know what I mean? Like, instead of, you know, being teaching about Christianity, they're teaching Christians why not to fuck with Muslims and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like, believe what you want to believe, but don't look at somebody else crazy because they don't think like you. Like, that shit's just fucking wild and stupid.
And here's something I want to add to what you just said. The thing is that you have a lot of people out here. And all of these people, everybody is telling everybody it's this way, it's that way, it's this way, it's that way, it's this way, it's that way. You're confusing us. You know, and while you're confusing us, we're going to come up with the truth. You know, God only wants us to do one thing and love each other. And if you was a real full-blooded Christian, you would love me. You would love me like God loves me, like I love you. But see, we got to bring all this other crazy shit into it. And it's not even about that. Because who said your religion is right? Who said your belief is right?
Yeah.
Just to add on
to what you're saying. Somebody said something to me one day and it fucked me up. Somebody said this to me one day, and it fucked me up. We were talking about religion, and they're like, I don't really tie to religion, but I believe in God. And somebody was like, see, that's the easy way out. That, you know, like, just saying you believe in God, just save your ass in case there is one. And he's like, no, I believe in God so much that I think that he created all these different religions because he was smart enough to know that people wouldn't agree on the same thing. So he created different sets of everything. So somebody...
I'm hoping that they'll come together.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's fucked up. I never really thought of it like that. Like, you know what I mean? He's probably like, oh, these people over here won't believe in that God or that story. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that I believe that. I'm just saying, like, that was an interesting way to think of it. like.
Yeah, but you know what?
Maybe
if you,
everybody's religion is right.
Believe
that's what
in. We have all these people, and they have all these religion. But see, this is what I was saying earlier. Religion is a belief. It's a belief, and you're entitled to your own opinion, your own belief. And every man should have his own belief. But when you start listening and following other people's beliefs, then this is where it get messed up at, because you're going to become confused because you don't have a mind to think on your own. You know, and God, eventually, what's going to happen is no matter what you believe in, how you believe it, you know, if you go by your own heart, you'll come to the reality, the realization of what it is that God wants you to do and what God wants you to believe in. He don't want you out here fighting over religion, because religion is the way prayers think, the way I think, the way everybody else think. You know, no, he made us all individuals, and he gave all of us a mind, and he gave all of us opinions, and he gave all of us a heart. And you have to follow your own heart instead of following the hearts of man, because every time you follow the hearts of man, something is going to get messed up in the process.
There you go. Well,
you know, one of
the evils, that's for sure. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. All right, wait, here's 502. 502, don't go nowhere. Louisville, Kentucky, what's up? You're on the Church of Reality.
Hey, what's up,
man?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm just listening in on what y'all had to say about everything.
Oh, okay, no doubt, no doubt, man. I'll put you back on mute. But thanks for calling in and tuning in. I appreciate you, man.
All right, no problem.
Shout out to Louisville over there. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, you know, I want to thank everybody for calling in with their opinions. And the beautiful thing about this show, too, is whether you're Christian, Muslim, atheist, agnostic, Jewish, whatever the hell you are, we can come together and talk like this and not hate each other at the end of the day. You know, so
hey, I'm
cool
with
respect.
I'm cool with all of them.
Definitely.
Like,
definitely.
I like Christians. I like Jews, Muslims. I like them all. You know what I mean? I'm cool
with
them.
Oh, yeah. The ones that are not into that ritualistic shit that tortures children, the ones that are not into that I am better than you bullshit, I got no problem with them. You know what I mean? There's great, there's wonderful Muslims, Christians, Jews, wonderful people of all faiths. But what we have to realize at the end of the day is that there's a bigger problem at the top hierarchy of all these religions, and most of it sadly targets children. So we got to be careful. We definitely got to be careful for our kids' sakes. Thank you guys for everything. The homie from Australia, man, thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate it. What time is it over there by you right now?
Hello?
You there, brother?
Hey,
what's your name, Elaine? Oh, there you are. I think you're breaking up.
Alan. He's from Europe.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
from
yeah,
Europe.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Yeah, Daryl, Alan's just, I got
Daryl.
Kicked off of, removed from Facebook. They wanted my government documents from London, in the England, UK. Daryl.
Oh, okay. What time is it over there, Daryl, right now? It's got to be in the wee hours
like
in the morning. It's
like 4 a.m. I shouldn't
man.
Be
hey,
up, but I shouldn't do many things.
Thank you so much for tuning in at those wee hours of the night. We're actually having a guy from the Netherlands call in tomorrow. He's a producer and a musician, so we're going to be talking to him, D-Tag, the homie D-Tag. But thank you so much for calling in. Elaine, nothing but love for you.
Hold on.
You're a wonderful person.
We know him as Spitworm.
He's been on the show before. Yeah.
Remember,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. That's what's up,
I'm
man.
I'm going to end this.
Hey, you're welcome to
right
call in anytime, brother. Okay. Anytime.
And don't
thank
forget
you.
To get the rest of the guys up, honey. Alan, Daryl, Spitworm. Don't forget to get the rest of the guys up. And on this note, I want to say, if you want truth, welcome to the Church of Reality.
That is real.
Tonight.
Peace, guys.
Yes, the Lord.